All right, welcome back to continuing winter weather coverage here on Ag News 890 in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. Checking on the west side of the Red River now, North Dakota State Patrol Captain Brian Neewind joins us. Captain Neewind, where are you at right now?
I'm north on I-29 north of Florida right now.
And describe what you're seeing out the windshield.
You know, really kind of depends upon where you're at. The wind still is kind of out of that south-southwest direction, and it's blowing this fluffy snow we've already had on the ground. It really isn't snowing yet, but we have reduced visibility issues. You know, it can be anywhere from a half-mile visibility all the way down to 20 feet at times. So it really kind of depends upon where you're at, how much snow is in that area, what are the traffics around you, and those types of things that are affecting the visibility. We had some rain today on top of this, you know, weather event that we have going on. So our roads are very, very slick around the Fargo area. Even when you get outside of town, the roads don't look wet. They don't look icy, but they actually are. So we're just asking people, you know, if you don't need to travel today, stay home. We have no travel advisories out right now. There's snow that's on its way, and conditions could be very dangerous today.
Captain Neewind, are you basically seeing kind of the east-west roads or maybe taking the brunt of this because of the winds that we got earlier?
You know, the east-west roads are where we're seeing the drifting issues that are going on. The north-south roads, it's the visibility where it becomes the issue. When you have that wind blowing the snow the same direction or it's blowing right in your face as you're traveling on a roadway, it makes it very difficult to see that road. So we have couple different issues. It's visibility on our north-south roads, but we also have visibility and drifting issues on those east-west roads.
What led up to the closing, what is it, Highway 13 between Wahpeton and the interstate?
Highway 13 is an east-west road with the drifting conditions we had down there with the zero visibility. DOT was not able to get out there and open that roadway up, so it is actually blocked, and that's what forced the closure this morning.
Were you guys quite busy this morning?
We were quite busy this morning, and we continue to be busy. We're having issues on really before Calf Argo, and then basically in Cass County on I-29 is where most of our issues are right now. We still have traffic out here that's traveling, and the majority of the traffic is able to travel safely, but we're having issues with people going off the roadway and crashing into each other still as we speak right now.
Captain, I'm going to have you just kind of recap that very beginning because your phone cut out for like about 5 seconds there, so I missed it. Where is the worst areas?
The worst areas are Castleton into Fargo on I-94. You get west of Castleton, the conditions do improve. And then anywhere on I-29 in Cass County here is where our issues are right now.
Has there been any serious injury accidents?
We have not had any injury accidents. The crashes we've had have all been property damage. And luckily, people are wearing their seatbelts. And the majority of the crashes have been at slower speeds, so the damage isn't significant. And so we've been lucked out today with no injuries.
So when you have a storm like this moving into the area, is this kind of where all hands on deck? Do you have extra officers out?
We do. We place individuals that are on days off on call. So if we need additional resources for those individuals that aren't working today, we can call them in. Plus, the individuals that are working today, they are working 12-hour shifts, just so we have enough coverage out there to be able to respond to the incidents that are happening.
Real quick, I wanted to ask this question. Valley City area, what are you hearing about that zone?
You know, the winds are not as significant as they are here in the Red River Valley. They've started to pick up over there. They haven't seen the snowfall yet, so conditions over there, all in all, are pretty good. They did not have the freezing rain like we had over further east as well today. So, you know, the further west you get, the better the road conditions are. You know, the further north you get, the better the road and visibility conditions are as well. It seems like right now the worst of it is Cass County and south.
Captain Neewind, do you anticipate with the increasing snowfall and in about 4 hours it's going to be dark? Do you anticipate more road closures or not?
It's always possible. I mean, we really have to see how the snow falls and what kind of issues it creates for us. The wind in this storm is going to be out of the south while the snow is falling this afternoon. The wind will shift tomorrow morning. So it's really kind of depends. At this point in time, we're planning for that, but it doesn't mean we're going to pull the trigger on that. We're always planning for that when we have storms like this being forecast. I know one of the things that is going to be changing later this evening into the early morning hours, the winds are supposed to die down into the teens and single digits, which will give us a little bit of a reprieve. So if we can keep the roads open till those winds die down, that's what our hope is today.
All right, very good. Well, drive safe out there. Hopefully people take their time to get where they need to be. And again, it sounds like tomorrow's maybe going to be the worst of this, at least in the southeastern district.
Yeah, it sounds like the winds will be picking up out of the north and even stronger than they are today. And if the snow is falling still, or if we get that 3 to 8 inches of snow, it's just more of that white stuff to blow around. It's going to create some pretty dangerous conditions for travel tomorrow.
I should ask you real quick, what are travel speeds like right now on I-29 and 94?
You know, safe speeds right now are about 45 to 65 miles per hour. You're going to have to travel slower than, obviously, when the visibility drops. Majority of traffic can travel at that safely. You know, when you're in town here, give yourself those extra falling distance because the roads are icy. So if you have to react to something in front of you, when you hit the brakes, you're going to slide. So increase those falling distances today. Obviously, keep that cruise control off and just slow down a little bit for the conditions.
North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Niewind, thank you very much for the work you do. Stay safe out there, Brian.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Brian.